Final class for CAR-T 2023, verse 145, Rara Suraniti. And we'll read that verse. Mito Bangi Koti Prabhad Anugamrita Rasot Taranga Bubanga Shubita Vyahir Avyantaram Aho Madagurnan Natram Rachyati Vichitram Ratikala Vilasam Tatkunje Jayati Navakishora Mitunam. Translation. All glories to the playful adolescent couple Radha-Shyam, who are agitated both internally and externally by millions of movements of each other's eyebrows. They're like flowing waves of nectar passionate ras, whose eyes are rolling with intoxication and who play so many different artistic erotic pastimes within the kunja. So this is obviously a very intimate verse, but this is what's going on in the spiritual world in Madhurati, the amorous love of Krishna gopis. So word for word, mita bangi koti millions. Bangi means bent eyebrows. Mita means two, like mitun, you know, twins. Koti millions, Prabhupada streaming, anurag, constant passion. Doesn't mean material passion, means transcendental, continuous flow, loving attachment for the lover and beloved. So it's called anurag. Rag means ardent loving, loving attachment. But rag also means passion. So the easiest way to translate rag in English is say passionate devotion, following the passionate persons of the spiritual world, ragamikas and raganugas. So anurag is a level of love at the level of prema. Prema, sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So amrita ras means nectar, love, nectar, love, uttaranga, like we have in Madhurya Kadamani, you have bhakti taranga, riding the waves of bhakti. What are the ways of bhakti? When you're a bhakti, you become nicely situated in ishita bhakti, you get lobh, pratishtha, puja, you get money, you get recognition, fame, name, fame. It's called lobh. Lobh means gain. Puja, you get worship, pratishtha. So that's it's an artha. That's actually before nishta. But it comes at the level, high level of Narsinivrti, where these things will manifest. Called bhakti, taranga, riding the waves of enjoyment, enjoying materially as a fruit of bhakti. You can enjoy materially as a fruit of bhakti, or be detached from it, and not be attached to it, or not seek it, or not enjoy it. Take everything, accept everything with equal poise, mind, as service to Guru and Krishna. Shubhita, agitating body outside. Avyantara, inside. Mada, agurnam, rolling wildly. Natram, eyes. Rachyati, doing. Vichitram, wonderful. Rati kala, the arts of love. Vilas, pastime. Radhikala Vilas, pastimes of artistic amorous love. And Tat Kunja means Radharani's Kunja, Jayati, all glories, Nava Kishora Mituna. Nava Kishora, Nitya Kishori, Prita Majori. So Nava Kishori, Dwandva, Mituna means couple. So this is a verse glorifying the intimate loving pastimes, intimate loving exchanges of Radha and Krishna. And how their eyebrows are speaking so many emotions and their eyebrows are conveying so many different emotions and feelings of love which are moving within the heart of the lover and beloved, the Nayaka and Nayaka, Priya Priyatam, Shama Sham. So now there's not any particular Leela, well, there's some little Leela here in this verse. Sri Anantas Prabhuji describes a pastime which is related to this verse. I'll read it. The waves of Radha Krishna's nectarine Anurag Ras swell means become higher, we rise. It's seen, we can understand this is happening, that the Anurag Ras within our heart is expanding, increasing. We can see in the way they move their eyebrows with each other. Eyebrows are a very dangerous part of the human body. They said their eyebrows are compared to a bow. Whose bow? Bow, Dhanur.
Cupid's
bow. Who's Cupid?
The king of the god of love. Kandarpa.
Hopefully. good wishful thinking. Generally we say Kamadev is the god of lust. If you say love, that's material love. You say prem, Hindi also prem means love, but we're talking about a lokic prem, spiritual love. So in both fields of love, eyebrows play a significant role to disturb the minds and hearts of people, lovers and beloveds. Disturb, okay. Agitate, okay. Let's say move. Move the hearts, maybe favorably or maybe unfavorably. That's unfavorable if you're a brahmachari. It's favorable if you're married. If you're a brahmachari, it's dangerous. Unfavorability is pretty cool for bhakti. So Radha and Krishna aren't following any of those kind of rules regulations. They're divine lover and beloved. Shakti, Shaktiman. Sarupa Shakti of Krishna and Sarupa Shakti of Radharani combined together in loving embrace. So he describes. Their eyebrows are dancing, their feet are dancing, their hearts are dancing, their eyebrows are dancing. The whole world is dancing. The whole world is dancing to the tune of Krishna's Rasa dance. Word Anurag Amrita. Amrita, of course, means nectar. Nectar is something which gives life, gives energy, revives dead people to life, etc. Indicates an increase of desire. Jiva Goswami describes that this feeling of anurag is a feeling of never becoming satisfied. Not because the present time is boring, so you're not satisfied with the present time. The present time, the present exchanges are quite enjoyable, pleasurable, but when you try to enjoy them, they expand into new dimensions of pleasure and enjoyment every minute. So anurag is continually exciting pleasure that expands and increases in newer and different ways at every moment. Radharani is in a cave with Krishna and Govardhan in the afternoon Leela, Madhyan Leela, for 5 hours, all the time in the cave. No Holi, no Jal Kali, no Bambihar, nothing. Only Kunja, Kandara Krita Leela, pastimes, intimacy in the caves. Kandara means cave. Giri Kandara, caves of Gorda. So after that time, Rani comes out with her sakis and walks towards Barasana. Then she sees some cows going back to Nandagram, and she sees a young boy walking behind the cows. She said, "Who is that beautiful boy? He's looking so handsome, beautiful." He's dark like a rain cloud, and has black hair and lotus eyes and peacock feather in his hair, and he's playing flute. Who is that? Well, I've never seen him before. Lisa says, what are you talking about? You spent 5 hours lying in the kunj, embracing and kissing that boy. Really? Not that one, some other one. Look like him. Look a lot like him. But it's not him. I'm really feeling very special with this boy. Much different than Krishna. She said, listen, sister. You're suffering from anurag. His anurag makes the same old Krishna look fresh and new. Like you see her wife wearing old crummy clothes every day. And then one day she dresses up and your eyes fall out. You say, wow, what happened to you? Where did you go? She went to got her hair done, face back, this, that. And, you know, it's like a Cinderella became a queen, you know. So that's what happened to Sudama Brahman. Sudama was wearing rags. He was beggar. He was skinny bones. His wife was all dull and lackluster and weak and kumjor. And she induced Krishna to go to Dwarka and beg some money from Big Daddy, from Krishna, Dwarkadish. So he was reluctant to go. He took some chidwa, flat rice with him, which he begged from the neighbor next door. He didn't have any flat rice. He was such a poor guy, even poorer than Bengali. That's really poor. He got really poor to be poorer than Bengali. So I went all the way to Dwarka, and Krishna snatched the rice and took one bite and two bites. Rubini grabs and says, stop, leave some for us. He has thousands of queens, you're going to eat all that great rice, all that fantastic Pushpana flat rice. It was just flat rice and water. Really ecstatic. Actually, Rubini wanted to prevent her husband from getting indigestion. Because if Krishna eats anything but food, get cooked and ghee, you get sick. He eats steamed vegetables and all the kind of weird things devotees eat. He'll get sick. Chia seeds and banana shakes and all this jazz. Protein shakes. He'll get sick because it's not deep fried pakoras and puris and samosas and rasgullas and kachoris. He doesn't understand that kind of health food. He's chuck-a-chuck bog, Brijvasi bog. What Brijvasis are eating today, that's what Krishna ate then. Then is now is then. So he went there and Krishna, he forgot to ask Krishna for any money. He was so satisfied by darshan and memories of the old times together in Gurukul, Sanipati Muni's Gurukul. So he came home, but while he was gone, Krishna's Lila Shakti, Lakshmi Devi and Yogamaya, they transformed his grass shack into a gold palace and transformed his wife into Parvati. She became more beautiful than Parvati. She had a facial done, went to the parlor, had a new hairdo, and ate a bunch of ghee for 10 days. Two weeks it took Sudama to get back. So she gained 10 kilos. Gave 10 kilos in the right places. You can figure that out. She's looking, what was that? Drop a little bit, right? Anyway. So when he got back, he's like, what? This is 105. What? I had a grass shack, now I have a gold palace. There's somebody standing at the door with a big flower mala in her hand and a kumkum on top of her breast and red cheeks and looking with a big smile, beautiful movie star white teeth. Now, painting with spray paint or something, I don't know what they do. These white teeth look like moon white, I don't know, some white. eyes fall out looking at him. he said, "Who is this? It's some devi, Parvati, Shashi, Arundhati." I recognized. And she called out, "Prabhu, Prabhu." He said, "Oh, it's my wife." My wife, wow. And he walked, started walking towards me, and he looked, and he had like silk clothes on, and fancy belt, and rings and everything. So he's all young and handsome. I was like, wow, that's a touch of Krishna bhakti. Touch of mercy of Krishna. Ukam kroti vatsalam pangam langa tigram yakribhatam vande de paramananda madhava. Maharshi Krishna can make a blind man see the stars, make a lame man cross over the ocean, make a dumb man intelligent, make an ugly man beautiful. Like that. So he transformed his devotee with his mercy. So Radharani saw Krishna after being with him, an influence of Anurag. She didn't recognize, that's not the Krishna I know. That Krishna cave for 5 hours, that's Kandara, Kandara Kanu, Cave Kanu. This is some other guy, I don't know. Go find out his name. So Rupa Manji went over and said, "Excuse me, what's your name?" I said, "What are you talking about, you jerk?" "I'm a child, go in now." "You know, I know, but I just want to confirm." One person has some doubts, you know. "What? Doesn't know who you are. Who is that Rarani?" "What?" "She asked me to go ask what, who your name is. What your name is." "Oh, my Rarani, I don't know." So this is Anurag Amrita, this is Nectar Ras. Okay, pundits, Brahmins are entering. Swagatam Krishna, Swagatam Krishna. Where's the mala, where's the trumpets, where's the bugles? Where's the flower bells, where's the argya? Yeah. Shetri escort from Punjab. See a turban on her head? See a knife in her turban? She is Sikh Kshatriya.
Jhansi Rani.
Huh?
Jhansi Rani.
Yeah, Jhansi Rani. Not Jhansi Rani. Amritsar Rani. Got the wrong city. Now this is describing this idea. The pinnacle of thirst, use an analogy to describe Anurag. Anurag is continually fresh experience in love. So if someone can never be, someone who's thirsty can never be satisfied or quench their thirst simply by drinking water in a dream. There's some shloka for that. The Sanskrit is amazing. These are some kind of analogies or metaphors from Sanskrit kavya or sahitya literature. Shravanika pane yata pipasunanam. Pipasunam. Pani, drinking water in a dream will not satisfy you. So the pinnacle of that type of thirst is found in Radharani. Sri Radhyam tu sutram anirvachaniyam etatsaram. This is from Gopalachandra. Vur vilas in the verse, anuradamrita vilas, means special gestures of the Gobi Radharani with her eyes, her movement, her sitting posture, and her way of walking. It's called Vilas. It's described usually in the money in great detail. And her face also. Oh, Rupa Goswami gives the example, he quotes the example from usually in the money. He quotes the verse and translation. That's the end of Lila. Well, no, Lila goes on. Vrindadevi said, upon seeing the movements of Radharani's eyes when she sees Krishna, Vrindadevi said, O slender beauty, this is Vrindadevi speaking to Radharani, O slender beauty, Tanvangi. Tanvangi is described, Angi means body, and Tanva means beautiful, slender, thin. Tanvangi. Man Tan Dan Guru Samarpan. What does Da Tan mean?
Body.
What does Man mean?
Man.
What does Dan mean?
Money.
Something you don't have. You have a heart, though. That's a good thing. That's more valuable. They have both, it's even better. That's you. You have a heart of paisa, rupees, lira, marks, pounds, euros, rubles, rubles? Rubles. Rubles like rupees. So what does Vrindadevi say? When Rai sees you sitting before you in an arbor close to a kadamba tree, waves of your glances from her body of natural beauty, waves of flow from that ocean of natural beauty, and you turn the Yamuna into Ganga. He compares the waves of beauty coming from Radharani's body like the whitest color of the Ganga. So Radharani emits white waves because he's gory. Gory means fair. He's fair, white. It doesn't really mean white. He's light gold. Light golden color. So Ganga is kind of a light golden color and Yamuna is dark blue. So so much waves of this beautiful Lavanya. Lavanya Taranga, waves of Lavanya are emanating from Tanvangi, Tanvangi, Radharani's beautiful slender body. They're turning the Yamuna into Ganga. The blue Yamuna becomes fair, light gold color by Ganga. That's Rupa Goswami's sloka. So, that's the end of Leela. So, he describes what the Manjaris experience when they observe, because the Manjaris are always watching and looking at Radharani, seeing Radharani and feeling Radharani. It's more important to develop the sensitivity of feeling. It's called Bhavatarabhika. One was Radharani's feelings. Bhav means feelings. What is her feelings? What is her emotional? What are the needs of her heart right now? Because the heart needs different things at different times. Physical things, verbal things, words, songs, food, water, massage, seva, all different things. The Manjaris have to be sensitive to the movements of Radharani's heart when there's some need. They have to see that it's called indica. Indica means indication, similar word in Sanskrit. So Radha and Krishna faced so many difficulties in meeting. Remember we described three special factors that are only found in Parakya Bhava and not in Svakya Bhava. Svakya Bhava means married men and women, like Rukmini and Krishna. That's called Svakya. So these three factors aren't there. And these three factors make Parakya Bhava especially exciting. Exciting, adventuresome, and enjoyable. Supreme pleasure. What are those three factors?
Obstacles,
what?
Obstacles.
Obstacles.
What's the Sanskrit?
Bahuvaryaman.
Yeah, you like that word. Bahuvaryaman. Bahuvaryaman means obstacles. And second thing?
Secret.
Prachana. Chanavatar. Chanavatar. Who is the Chanavatar?
Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Hidden, secret, not revealed directly, clearly in the Vedas. Then Sri Yuga, Krishna appears in Sri Yuga and three different colors. And Kali Yuga appears in golden color in a hidden way. Prachana Avatar. So Prachana means it has to be, it's very secret. Everybody knows they get busted. They get arrested. Krishna goes to jail and Mathura, Radharani gets grounded. She can't leave her house. She gets locked in the Barsana Palace, looking out the lattice windows, crying. So that's not a good idea to get caught. So they're very careful, very secret, very hidden. Prachana. What's the third factor of Parakya? Paramore love.
Very rarely.
Sudurlavata. What does dura mean? D-U-R. Da. Right. D for difficult, D for dur. It also means far. D for distance, D for far, D for durlava. What does lova mean? Calm, crow, low.
Greed.
Right? So use your brain, puts it two and two together, equals five or four. Low, calm, crow, low. Lust, anger, greed. So lobi means who? If you call a lobi, what does it mean? You're greedy. So lobi means greed, it means gain, it means acquisition, it means many things. So what does he think? Durlabhata, difficult to attain, difficult to get. Hard to get Radharani and Krishna together alone. And Prachana has to be a secret place, hidden in a cave, in a forest, somewhere away from the eyes of suspecting seniors and relatives and in-laws, etc. And it's
obstacles.
Weather is too cold, too rainy, too windy. Cobras, tigers, Chandravali, like same. Cobra, tiger, Chandravali. They're all dangerous. Any one of them bites you, you're dead. Chandravali bites you, you're dead. If you're not at her party, if you're a little munchy or Rarani, Chandravali bites you, you'll die. So they're all dangerous. So that's good. You remember that. That's good. Good. So the Sakyamunis are happy. So one way the Sakyamunis become happy is seeing Radha and Krishna enjoying together after so much obstacles. And the Munis and Sakyamunis are happy because they, by their seva, by arranging for the meeting, for the Yuga Milan, the meeting of Radha and Krishna, they were separated and burning in a Vira Agni, fire separation. They got the reward of happiness. This happiness comes by seeing your dear one happy. So the dearest one, the Priya Thakurani, the Manjaris is Radharani Thakurani. Radharani Thakurani. The Manjaris become drunk. You guys never give up getting drunk. Born in Russia, stay in Russia your whole life, always getting drunk. Teenage drunk, 20 drunk. Now you're doing 40, 38, 5, getting drunk. Getting intoxicated. Munchies get intoxicated. Now that's getting intoxicated. With joy, ulas, ladni, anand, by seeing, bringing Radha Krishna together. What is the main service of Manjari? What is the Mukhya Seva?
Bring Radha and Krishna together.
Right. So now the last point he makes in this verse, whatever, 145 or whatever it is. What is the verse? 145. Last point Nathaswaji makes about the Manjari Seva during the intimate Leelas of Radha and Krishna. When Radha and Krishna become stirred and excited by the movements of each other's playful eyebrows, the Manjaris see that they're not only outside, their eyebrows are excited, but their hearts are also excited. That's what's making the eyebrows move. It's called Udipan. Seeing the beloved, seeing his heart, then the Anubhav, that Udipan, Vibhav, Anubhav, the Bhav, emotional expression, voluntary, which follows that excitement of the heart, the eyebrows move. First you see, beloved, darshan of the vibhav prema, vishai, object of your love, that excites your sairati, which is your heart, permanent love in your heart, your amorous love, and that excited heart shows another following bhav. So vibhav, together, combined, make an anubhav, and possibly subic bhavs, which are involuntary, hair standing and perspiration, crying. And then different sensory bhavs, anxiety, fear, so many other things. That is what makes all these put together. Five different bhavas together make ras, mother ras, vatsari ras, sakya ras. This is science of ras described in Bhakti Rasika Sindhu later chapters. And elaborated, madhurya ras is elaborated in Ujjala Nilamani. And other books also. So, many servants see that Radha and Krishna are getting overheated. Their thermostat is getting hot. Their radiators are blowing. Radiators. They're getting excited that they want to combine together in loving union. So, many servant goes out of the kunj. Get the point finally, as every verse says the same thing. Goes out of the kunj and lovingly gazes in through the holes of the vine. Peekaboo, I see you. Peekaboo, I see you. But you don't see me. It's a good thing. That goes on. In the vines to observe and relish the wonderful loving pastimes of Sri Radha Krishna. And when they see this, they say, Kunje Jayati, 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 all glories, all victory, all glories to Navakishori, Nitikishori, Pritamajori, Navakishori, Amitanam, all glories to the adolescent couple in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. Happy ending. Happy beginning, happy middle, happy ending. Not like material relationships. Start with a bang and end with a funeral dirge. D-I-R-G-E, dirge. Goes to a funeral. It's a very somber, negative, depressing type of music. So that's that. Let's read another translation to 145 and move on to 146. Nitya Kishori Pritamajori Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Govinda Jai Radhe. So, what is that thing? Translations. 145 Rara Sunani. Shikharini. This is the same meter, it's called Shikharini Chandas, which is the same Chanda meter, poetic meter, as Jagannath Astakam. You know Jagannath Astakam? Kadachit Kalindi Tata Vipina Sangi Takaravo Mudavari. Jagannatha Swami Nayana. Everyone knows that line. So, what are you saying? What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. I know one line. There's 50 lines. There's Astakam, four lines, five lines, 32 lines. I know one out of 32. Good percentage. Great percentage. You won't pass your exams with one out of 32 questions right. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, watch out, we're going to catch you. As a Sunday GSS, we set a bear trap. We have special traps for bears. Russian bears. They have bigger feet, you know. Yeah, bigger trap. Now you shave. You shave before you would have got caught. Raj Shamar agitated both externally and internally. Sound familiar? By mutual eyebrow gyrations. This guy's a master of English. He uses words here in English speaking people don't know what it means. Define gyration. Spell it. Can't do either one. G-Y. Yeah, generation. He's really cool guy. Plays in English like kids play with rubber balls, you know. By mutual eyebrow gyrations of a million different expressions, like upsurging waves in a luscious liquid flow of immaculate, elevated love nectar. That's why Vedanta said, there's Prabhupada and another Saraswati from 500 years ago. And he reappeared in America 50 years ago as Dasarath Sutadas, Prabhupada's disciple. He's a reincarnation, not reincarnation, reappearance of for English language. That's pretty significant coming from Vedanta. Told me personally. And who could argue with that? Here's one example from one of his translations. The Sanskrit, what is the Sanskrit? Sanskrit is Amrita Ras Taranga. Amrita means nectar, Ras means Ras, bliss, divine rapture, and Taranga means waves. So what is this? Upsurging waves, because generally people are going to translate Taranga as waves. Upsurging waves, why not downsurging? Upsurging waves in the luscious, because Ras means taste. Rasarama Sukhantaya Pravasi Shadasura Rasangita. I am the taste of water, Krishna said. Apsu means water. Rasa ham apsu. Ham apsu rasa. I am the taste of water. So, okay, taste, but luscious? Water is lusciousness. That's pretty dangerous water. That was a slang word in hippie days. Some girl that was rather attractive. She was called Lush. Sounds funny. L-U-S-H. She's real Lush. It's very, it's not an insult, it's praise. Like, who wouldn't want to be with her kind of thing, you know? She was Lush. The language is so crazy. Rasa Amrita Taranga means upsurging waves in a luscious liquid flow of immaculate elevated love nectar. Oh, madly rolling eyes, manufacturing amazingly variegated pastime creations, divine erotomania within the bowers. I've never seen this word in my life in English writing. Arrow means eros, means erotic. Erotic comes the Greek word eros, E-R-O-S, which is probably same in Latin or Italian or something. Amorous, eros, yeah, because that's the basic, and it comes from Sanskrit to some extent. Vajra, mania means a madness. Erotomania. What kind of dictionary has that? It's bigger than unabridged dictionary. It's Dasras, unabridged dictionary. Erotomania. I gotta look that up after class, the first thing I do. It's a new word I've never read in my 50, 80, whatever, 70 years. Never heard it spoken, never read. Erotomania. Wow, man. He really knows how to knock people out with his language. Erotomania. Within the bowers. All glories to that fresh, youthful pair, reveling in the topmost realm of super excellence. Reveling in the topmost realm of super excellence. All glories to Dasara Sutta. May you live long. Great, saintly person. Rather eccentric, but pretty unusual. He's actually a genius also. Musician, artist, painter, poet, flute maker. He's quite blessed by Venus or Mercury. Must have an extraordinary chart. Looks very young, he's 75, doesn't have gray hair. Has long, brown, natural hair. Coke bottle glasses. In America we say Coke bottle eyeglasses. The lenses are 2 inches thick, you know. The eyeglasses. When you see his eyes, look real funny. Look like a bad sight. His eyes look, because they're really thick, and he's totally blind. He's got a perfect ear for music and for poetic creativity. I met a person, I know him. He's light years ahead of most human beings. He's like Einstein type of guy. Really. Incredible IQ must be, honestly speaking. What time is it?
It's 5 to 4.
Hello, Star 146 for 5 minutes. I guess, why not? 146, Rara Srinidhi. Kachit Vrindavan Navalata Mandire Nanda Sunor. Dripyad Joshkandala Drida Pairamba Nishpanda Gatri. Divyananta Bhuta Rasakala Kalpa Yant Yavaraste. Sandrananda Amrita Rasagan Prema Murti Kishori. Nice. Premamurti Kishori. Add that to your Radha Rani Bhajan. Prasadevi Kishai. So you got a new one. Premamurti Kishori Kishai. Singers are like poets. It's called improvisation. The song in Bengal, when they sing, Narottam Das Bhajan, they always add a line or two of their own creation. Or when they sing Vidyavati or Chandras poems and sing them with music accompaniment, when they do performances, they sing the basic bhajan, and they add two or three lines. It's called improvisation. It's like you hear Prabhupada, there's a vision state of Prabhupada. He's saying, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari, Vrajajana. Yeah, Vrajajana, right? That's the song. There's a vision state you get from BBT audio, or whatever they call it, or it's called audio of Prabhupada. Vintage, this hand recording, not in the studio, where he's Prabhupada's singing a song in ecstasy. He's crying when he's singing a song. He's listening to this all the time. He says, Vrajajana, then he says, Gopijana. Most people don't catch it. They have, you know, cow dung in their ears, you know. The ears are full of cow dung, so you can't hear too good. You gotta clear, go to the ear doctor, take out the cow dung. So he's saying, Gopijana Vallava. He says, Vrajajana. Vrajajana means everyone Vraj. But Gopijana makes more sense, because he's Gopi Vallava, so he's Gopijana. He's here, the Gopis. So Prabhupada said, actually, I was listening to our playback really slow, so sweet. It's Gopijana. Oh, wow, that's Bengali kirtan improvisation. Spur of the moment, they say, spur of the moment. So I think we'll stop there. Rara Suni Kartik Samap Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.